Sergio Aguero's 100th Premier League goal gave Manchester City the lead at St James's Park. Even he thought he was offside by that check to the linesman. But the equaliser from Vernon Anita, his first at St James's Park, made it one apiece. And that's how it finished. But in terms of chances, attempts, City just edged it. 9-5, 5-3 on target. They had more possession as well, and twice as many touches in the opposition area tonight, City, but their passing accuracy 10% down from Stamford Bridge on Saturday, their third lowest of the season. It's a draw that leaves Newcastle still in 19th, 2 points from safety. Reaction now from Vernon Anita and Andros Townsend with Patrick Davison.
Guys, well played, Andros. Good point, or could it, maybe should it have been more?
I think both teams had chances. Both teams will come off the pitch saying they should have had the 3 points, but you know, it's a point and we're still alive, we're still kicking, we're still in there with a chance, and it's now down to us to start picking up points away from home.
You obviously went 1-0 down. Their goal was clearly offside. I don't know if you were aware of that at the time. No Newcastle players seemed to complain.
No, we didn't see it at the time, but you can't change the decision. We just got to get on with it. I think we've been criticised for our character once we've gone 1-0 down in the past, but today we showed great character. Vernon put a great cross in, which somehow went in the far post, and we got the point.
Vernon, first goal in 2 years. First goal here, full stop. Were you as surprised as anyone?
Yeah, but it was not a cross, it was a shot. I know my left foot is not the best, but it was a nice goal. But I think the team worked very hard and very well, and we deserved the point.
You echo what Andros said, a display of real character.
Yeah, indeed. We worked very hard with each other for the team and for all the fans, and we need to keep carry on the next game.
He's not so afraid to drop big players, is he, the manager, Andros? What effect is that having on the dressing room? Is it actually creating a bit of hunger that you're playing for places?
Yeah, of course, because if you don't put in a good performance, there's plenty of players to come and replace you. And we're lucky, we're blessed with strength and depth in this squad, so we know that the manager rotates, the players that come in are going to do just as good a job.
Overall then, where does this leave you?
Of course, we would have liked the win, but we're still in, we're still fighting. We're still within touching distance of Sunderland and Norwich, so we'll go to Liverpool on Saturday and try and get 3 points.
Okay, well, the Barclays man of the match for a brilliant cross, Vernon Anita.
Well,
thank
you.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Without doubt, it was a shot and a lovely moment for Vernon Anita. Why was he your man of the match tonight?
Just because what he mentioned, the way he... character, passion, desire... And that summed up the way he scored that goal, because we were screaming, can someone help Moussa Sissoko there? And Papi Cisse was the only one in the box. And he came out of nowhere to show that desire and that passion, and what a great finish he had.
How do you view it, Niall? Is that a good point for Newcastle?
It's a fantastic point for Newcastle. It keeps the momentum going, sends a message out that they're on the up and up. And I know Norwich and Sunderland will look at that and will feel uneasy that they did so well here today. And that has to be carried on into away performances now. They've been very poor at times, even under Rafa away from home. So if they can carry this on and move it on, they'll look back to these last two results and they will have been pivotal, I think, to getting them in with a shout of staying up. And it might just be the catalyst for them to go on. I really believe that dressing room is the best it's been in this last 4 days all season. And that must surely mean something going into these last few games.
Might there even be a shade of disappointment, Thierry, that they will think that City were there for the taking tonight?
I personally think that they should have gone for the kill, because City were not at their best, and I think they were not at their best because Newcastle were way more compact than Chelsea, less space to play in between, so less time on the ball, also the pressure was there, and I think in my opinion that they should and could have gone for the kill. They didn't go.
They weren't a million miles away though, you know.
No,
Ronaldo, I agree. Ronaldo very nearly won it in the 88th minute. You know, there was enough there, but it's you could also tell the caution of Rafa was there too.
I understand, because I've never been in that position to try to stay up. But at the end,
good,
you know,
lucky for you.
No, but they could have played a throw in really quick or play quicker. But they were kind of in between situation where shall we keep the 1-1?
It was a control. There's no point in losing the game, though, Thierry.
Yeah, but I always go for the win. That's my mentality. So I understand that at one point you're like, okay, it's Man City. We're getting a point. Let's waste time. You could see when Ayuso Perez went out, he was working. Any throwing, they were not taking it really quickly. And I thought that they were there for the taking. Like you said, they could have tried to push it.
As someone who spent a lot of time down at the bottom in games like this, there are times you kiss the ground when you get a point. They're that valuable
I
at
agree.
The end of
I
the
agree.
Day. I think they'll be happy enough to.
I agree. I still have to say, my view about how I would have approached that.
They'll be desperately disappointed to go behind from a set piece. Even worse when they see how far offside Sergio Aguero is.
Yeah, it's disappointing for them, it really is. And of course the telltale sign is Aguero looking back over his shoulder after he scored, hoping that the linesman's flag hasn't gone up. Yeah, he's a good yard and a half, 2 yards offside. It's clear on the point of delivery he's well offside by the time he heads it in. And he looks around, the linesman doesn't... Look at the linesman here in the corner. He's kind of crouched down. He's trying to look around corners here as he runs. I don't understand that. I think he should give himself another yard and stand in line and see clearly that it's Aguero that's a
yard.
We
made the point that maybe it was because he thought Yaya got the touch, but yeah, you can see plainly from the celebration.
You said that. And he sees Yaya jump and maybe thinks he's got it.
And watch Sergio celebrating. He's checking to see if he's onside.
Absolutely. Listen, he was so far advanced on the other side that if the goalkeeper of Newcastle was on wearing yellow, I thought he was the goalkeeper.
I wonder where you were going with that. And he was he became the second fastest player to 100 Premier League goals. Overtaking you in the instance. How do you think that this is a measure of a player's ability in the Premier League, Thierry?
I mean, listen, we're talking about a special player. We're talking about a world-class player. We're talking about a player where you're in trouble, he can bail you out. I mean, today he did it in a way that maybe, you know, he got the help of the referee. It doesn't really matter. You still have to finish it. He finished it. And those are the type of player that you have when you play and you're away from him and you're struggling and you're not on a good day. And we have Aguero. So we can defend, he might, and most of the time he does, in all fairness, especially in the league, he might win us the game. So let's defend properly. We're always going to have a chance to score. That's a world-class striker.
Lackluster tonight. I didn't think, for him, there's more in him than he performed. And maybe he's playing a game too many lately. Yeah. You know, he's wanted to play.
So would you take him out on Saturday with Real Madrid Tuesday?
Looking back, I'd have probably started Bonny tonight. Easy to look back. But with Real Madrid coming Tuesday, yeah, well, I certainly wouldn't leave him on for 90 minutes again. I just think there looked like there was staleness in his legs there tonight. Yeah, I think long and hard about playing him at the weekend.
Thierry, what do you think of Newcastle's equaliser? An unlikely source, if Aguero was a likely source for City.
That's a great one. We talked about it half-time. It's just, you know, we knew that Moussa Sissoko was going to sprint at them, run at them. But in that particular moment, right there, we're like, there's only Papi Cissé up there. 8 City players. Great awareness. But who comes out of nowhere? Anita cuts back in, and what a finish. Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, what a finish, in fairness. And I'll never take from the quality of the goal. But, you know, Fabian Delph has to look at this. He looks over shoulder once there. We haven't circled. He looks over twice. Kolarov looks over twice. Kolarov makes his way out there. Lethargically in some respects, but not as lethargically as Delph, who actually comes to a stop. And the disappointing thing for it was when Anita turns inside here at this point, having come to a stop, having barely broken into a jog, look how close he gets to blocking it. That chance was there to be prevented, and all it needed was a little bit of cop on from Delph to go there a yard earlier. A little bit of hunger, a little bit of understanding the situation, which he didn't.
I think there's something also that we need to talk about. How much did they miss Sami Onnassery tonight? How much did they miss him? I think recently he has been great, and I'm sure that Pellegrini would have loved to have him on the left out there, because he has been more than tremendous in the last 2 games that he played.
Or Silva.
But we all know why. Maybe he's trying to rest, but Sami Onnassery, I think, would have been great on that side. Because Delph was defending-ish, if I can say, kind of trying to help. Did he offer a lot offensively? Sterling came on, he didn't offer a lot offensively. And I think they missed Sami Onnassery tonight.
Yeah, and going forward, Kolarov has enjoyed himself in the league games that he's played, because he's had the likes, you know, of Nasri there against West Brom when he came on. He also, you know, he's had Silva, but tonight there was nothing doing down that left side. And that's been a real rich seam for Man City lately, but there was nothing doing at all.
It was actually down the right, wasn't it? They got in through Jesus Navas. Should he score from that position, Thierry?
I mean, we all know, I mean, great awareness from, first of all, from Yaya Touré, but he wants to run in behind. And there I was like, how did the goalkeeper at the time to go down that fast? And then I understood quickly, he took it with his the inside of his foot. If you go with power, the goalkeeper never has the time to go down. But that's still, don't get me wrong, it's a great save. And it wasn't a bad finish overall, because he kept that ball on target across. Yeah. I would have gone with my laces.
The laces, I was going to say. He's a player who sometimes finds himself looking at the headlights a little bit, and he gets into these positions. But he tried so desperately hard to keep it on target. It actually took from the pace, and it allowed Darrow to have a snip at it, and he got it. And it was actually a very good athletic save in the end. But that was it for Man City. We're not going to show a load more chances.
Well, we're going to show a really great chance for Newcastle, a big chance to win it. How big a moment could this be in the season?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the substitution, Kamran Wijnaldum and They're the ones pressing here. There's a couple of minutes left, and you feel if there is going to be a goal at this stage, it's going to be Newcastle. But once again, sloppiness from Man City. That's so typical of their performance tonight, the way Kolarov dealt with that. Great turn, great feet. And Manchester City
has
to be so
grateful.
What did
he get wrong then, in the final throws there?
I'm going to tell you what it is. If he mishits it, then he can score. Sometimes when you hit it too well, then the goalkeeper can save it. If you miss hit it, scuff it, or that ball can go through the leg of the keeper because they always go out, turn a bit. But he did ever so well, and you have to give him credit, first of all, to save the ball on the line, putting pressure and running in behind. It twisted, I think it was Mangala and company, and Kolarov maybe, sorry. Then he went in. And sometimes, you know, the best goal that you can score is when you actually mishit the ball.
So if he keeps it down, he scores, in
effect. Keep it down, yes, I think he scores, but you can't blame him for that.
Give the keeper credit. Great save.
Yeah, great save from Joao.
Big moment as well. In that second half, Sergio Aguero was lying prostrate in the box, claiming penalty. The game was going on around him. Yeah. What did you think, Niall?
At the time, I thought no penalty. I looked at it a few times on replay. He's static. His foot seems to wrap around Mbemba's foot, and he does put his leg out in Mbemba to try and block a shot. So you see his left leg come out here, there. And at that point, and we'll see it better in slow motion, Aguero's ankle tangles around Mbemba's. You'll see it here, just at this point here. You see the right leg there at the angle, and I just don't think that's enough. Because at that point, Mbemba's two legs are embedded on the ground. He's not flying through the air at that point, still making the tackle. And here's the referee's view. He sees it. He sees him standing big. He sees him standing tall. He reaches his leg out. And he tumbles over. And from the referee's point of view, I think he's right. I think it was no penalty.
There was another thing that I would like to add in there. Is it would have been a harsh penalty for me. I don't think it's a penalty. But there is something that I want to say about what you said. I think you can see that Aguero wasn't at his best tonight. Because normally he had a little window to shoot and swivel with his left. And he didn't take it. He hesitated. So I think maybe we're talking about sharpness. And he wasn't that sharp tonight. I don't think that was a penalty.
But not a trip.
Coming together.
Yeah. And Bamba is always going to try to get the ball. But what surprised me the most is he didn't try his leg right here instead of pushing it with his right. Do you understand what I mean?
When make a difference that he's running in that angle as opposed to towards the goal. Does that help the referee?
No, I think a foul is a foul. Because if we go back to the game against Leicester West Ham, Schlupp is going to talk with the linesman on the other side. So a foul is a foul. Let's not go back in there. I'm just saying at that particular match, as a striker, I think I would have unleashed it with my left right there before. But he didn't.
But the incident happened, and what I would like to say is the defender stood tall. He did not go to ground.
He didn't commit to
it. And I think that made it look better in front of the referee. And
what I'm talking is he. Now.
Yeah, normally he'd shoot. But just look at him, Mbemba. Stands up, doesn't go diving in, puts his leg out, but doesn't go to ground and make an obvious decision for the referee. And I think it was justice, because if you had thought about it, having got the offside goal and then maybe got the winner through a dubious penalty, then it would have been a terrible night for Newcastle. The referee's got the second one.
I guess they balanced it out in a way.
But as it is, a point apiece. That's how it finished here at St James's Park. And when we come back, we'll get more reaction from downstairs on Newcastle 1, Manchester City 1. His team did his proud again tonight, so did his new captain, Moussa Sissoko. They could have given no more here against Manchester City. It wasn't enough to beat them, but a point which could prove crucial in the final throws. Rafa Benitez now with Patrick Davison.
Rafa, firstly, your take on the performance and the point for your team?
I think you have to be pleased, because when you play against a team like Manchester City, to do what we have done with 1-0 down, and then the reaction of the team, and until the end we had chances. I think that you have to be pleased, because you were playing against a very good team.
Their goal then, were you surprised that it stood?
I didn't see the reply, but they told me that was offside, but you can't change nothing, so what we have to do now is hopefully it can happen again, and then concentrate in the next games.
Sergio Aguero has stood there for 30 seconds offside, and it's from a dead ball. Is it one that should be got right?
I think so, but again, I would say we cannot change what happened now, so hopefully it will not happen again, and that's it.
How pleased then with the reaction from your players? And maybe is it a reaction you wouldn't have got a couple of weeks ago?
No, I think the team was working hard, but now they have more belief, and always I said, with the fans behind, the players will give everything and they will fight until the end, so today was an example of that.
One thing you spoke about in your pre-match press conference was players breaking into the box, but Were you surprised that it was Vernon and Anita that did it?
No, because he's very clever. He knows when he has to go, and obviously you don't expect the rifle back scoring the goal from there, but I think that he knows what he has to do and he's doing really well for us.
Are you starting to feel like you're making a real difference to this team? It kind of looks like your team now, compact, quick on the break. You've obviously made some big calls with players you've left out.
I think more than we are doing, they are doing. The players are doing what they have to do, especially giving everything. So they are playing with passion. They are playing with commitment, what the fans were expecting. And that is the main thing, to see the team reacting and to see the team believing. It means that still we have options until the end.
Just listening to the fans tonight, do you feel like they're starting to believe more? Is that the best atmosphere you've experienced here?
Yeah, the last game was really good. Sunderland, the reaction of the team also, and the fans, the second half was fantastic. So all the games that we had already played here, the fans has been really good. So hopefully it will be the same in the next games.
What do you need then, moving forward? Are you looking at games and thinking where you can get your points or not? How are you playing it?
No, we need to concentrate just in Liverpool and try to get 3 points in this game.
Looking forward to that?
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Rafa.
Thank you.
Yeah, Rafa Benitez back at his former club next, where Newcastle haven't won for 22 years. But do you get a sense, Thierry, that there is improvement, that there should be hope for Newcastle?
I think, yeah, most definitely. And I think the word that he used there is belief. They suddenly, because they won a game, and you know, like you mentioned it before, and myself too, I've never been in that situation, but they won the game, so they can build from that, and even more now with the game that they had against Man City. So we all know how it's going to be at Anfield for them, but they believe that they can do it. So once you have that belief, you can do anything you want, as long as you believe in it. But that team starts to look like a team that we've seen before. When the manager is Rafael Benitez.
4 games to go, Niall. It's another point. They haven't lost another game. How important is momentum for Newcastle now?
Well, huge. That's the point. The dressing room will be buzzing in there again. And had Man City nicked that in the last minute, you know, it would be so flat. So the importance can't be underestimated, I don't think. So you build up again, you get your bodies right, and you come good, and you train for a few days, and you start looking at each other, and you start listening to Lascelles, who's going to be talking them out all week, I'm sure. And you look at this game, and you don't look further than it. We can look further than it, and we think Palace Villa looks easier there in the middle of the 4 fixtures, and there could be 6 points for them. Could be. But they'll just be, you know, really trying to keep the whole thing going and getting something at Liverpool and putting it up to the others.
Even 6 points, if they are unfortunate at Liverpool, we'll get them to 35. And then it's Tottenham who might be going for the league title here on the final day, Thierry.
Sorry?
That big team in North London?
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a tricky one. But there was something that I wanted to talk about is Sunderland is on minus 18 goals. It might go down also to goals.
Yeah, sure.
You never know. And that's very important. That's a lot of goals that you have ahead of Newcastle.
It's 3 games at home.
Minus 18.
Well, yeah.
And 3 games at home. Yes, and Newcastle is going to have to play here against Tottenham. It's going to be a difficult one. Norwich has to go at Arsenal. Sunderland have to play Chelsea at home. Arsenal at home. It's going to be very difficult. But I just wanted to mention the fact that Sunderland are on minus 18.
And if Newcastle do okay, let's say the Palace Villa games go well, whatever way it works out, and they get themselves right back into it, I think Everton and Watford will almost determine who goes down. You look at those twin crossover games, last 2 games
in the final week as well. Midweek games.
Oh, massive, huge. It's all there for that. I mean, you know, the onlookers here now, even people who aren't interested in the clubs generally, it's entertainment now. It's nervous for those involved, and it's squeaky bum time of the highest degree.
Well, it might yet prove to be as well in the race for the top 4 places. Here's, well, Manuel Pellegrini with Patrick Davison.
Manuel, happy or unhappy with your team tonight?
No, I'm happy. I'm happy because I think that we start winning the game, and after that we couldn't have the control. We didn't play very well. We have some option in the second half to score the second goal, but it was not a good game. But we knew before the game that it was a very difficult tough game.
Would you accept you had some fortune with your goal? Sergio Aguero looks clearly offside. I don't know if you've seen it back.
No, I haven't seen it. So it was offside. No, I haven't seen it. Really, I didn't know. I repeat, after that, we had some option. Well, Newcastle didn't create too many also. But I think that the draw is what happened during the 90 minutes.
In fairness, did you also have some bad luck with the decision? Looked like you might have had a penalty for a foul on Aguero in the second half.
Well, I repeat, I haven't seen the both plays again, but I'm not analysing the referee. I think that the person has nothing to be with the result. I think that it was a difficult game, and a game that maybe we felt the effort that we made on Saturday, because I didn't see the team with the energy that we were playing.
Why was the difference between the Chelsea performance and what we saw tonight? What was that down to?
That you must repeat 3 days after that game at the end of the season. It's not easy for the players to recover 100%. The team was different also. We made some change. That's a lot of reason why the games are not always the same.
No distractions with what looms in the Champions League? You don't think it was down to that in any way?
No. We have to play champion 1 week more. We are just trying to add points to the Premier League on this year.
A word on Sergio Aguero then, the achievement of getting to 100 Premier League goals, getting there the second quickest of all time.
Well, I think that he deserves, because he's a player that makes an important difference, a great technical player, also with a lot of power, so I am happy for him.
And how did Vincent Kompany look to you on his return to the team?
Well, Vince, I think that he played well. We didn't have too much work in defence, but he played the 90 minutes, and I just spoke with him, and he was okay.
Thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
Sounds like we should keep an eye on City's team selection for the game against Stoke on Saturday, with Real Madrid looming next Tuesday. Could it yet be a distraction now?
In some ways, because Manchester United will look to put pressure on tomorrow night, and that makes it even more imperative for Man City to go to Stoke and get something. It's getting real, real tight there to assure themselves of qualification for the Champions League. And that itself, you know, he's got decisions to make now at the weekend. What way does he play it?
Manchester United now still got a shout.
Well, it's still got a shout. And you know, what a great one also to try to make sure they can catch Man City. But one thing I want to go back to is they finally, hopefully, can have Kompany back. Because it's very, very important to have that guy back. And I know it was an important game for Newcastle and obviously an important game for Man City, but it's very important to get the captain back and a leader like that. And that is a plus also for Madrid for them.
Is it going to take a time for him to find that level, though?
Yeah, the hope is tomorrow morning there's no reaction, yeah, and he goes OK and he's able to recover and recuperate normally with the other players and get himself built up again towards that Champions League spot. But at the top end of the pitch with Aguero, at that end, you know, there's big decisions to be made this weekend. What do? Try and guarantee your place in the competition for somebody else next year? Or do you go and try and keep your players to win it with your
very
head on the block?
And it's going to live on Sky Sports as well now. Good plug.
Great.
Great to see you now. Thank you, Thierry, as well. And the live Premier League action continues this week with the Merseyside Derby tomorrow night. Liverpool facing Everton, 7:30, Sky Sports 1. And then Arsenal in action on Thursday night as they face West Brom. Once again, 7 o'clock that, Sky Sports 1. Don't forget tonight, David Beckham's 25 years of Sky Sports, next here on Sky Sports 1. And here we saw a collector's item from Vernon Anita to rescue a point for Newcastle. Could yet be a precious one in their fight for survival. Night from us.
Sky Sports Live. On all screens, on the go, and the best bits on demand.